Former NHL head coach. He is now, of course, the Grand Poobah running Hockey Canada. And, of course, a guy who knew Pat Quinn very well, who unfortunately passed away today at the young age of 71. Tom Rennie joins us again. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jason. How are you?
Good. Hey, do you know how far it is from Buffalo to Detroit? You're in Detroit.
I was. I think I know it's about a five-hour drive.
Oh, okay. So, well, not for diehard fans. That's maybe nothing for guys like me. That's a long drive. So, well, Tom, I guess first of all, you knew Pat Quinn for many years in coaching circles. Of course, was with him in a few different stops. I guess when you think of Pat Quinn, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you consider him Pat Quinn, the hockey coach?
Outstanding coach, used his people well. And made people feel good about playing for him.
What did you learn from Pat, Tom?
I learned patience. I learned how to, you know, the game is never won or lost. And, you know, you build a game, basically. You know, it does take three periods to win a game, and it's not something that can happen just at the snap of your fingers. You've got to be well-organized, prepared, and execute a game plan. And, you know, make sure that you don't deviate from that. In other words, let the plan provide you success.
Tom, I remember, and obviously it wasn't a great year on the ice, but Pat Quinn might have been one of the funniest guys. He had some great one-liners. Now, was it the same, you know, when you guys were going through video with Quinn? Like, was he a guy who was always coming up with some interesting and funny anecdotes?
Absolutely, and one of the best storytellers I've ever been around. And, of course, with Pat's history in the game, you can appreciate where that took us from time to time, and it oftentimes didn't have an awful lot to do with what was going on the ice that particular night. But that's what made him special. You know, he made it light. He made it very easy to be around him. He made it really easy to work hard, you know, and do everything you possibly could to have your team ready to go. He just had such a great environment, you know, that you felt so compelled to do everything you possibly could, you know, for him and each other. He just made it a great environment, and we weren't short on laughs. We were bent over slapping our knees more than we were standing up, I can tell you that.
Oh, I would think so. Do you have kind of a favorite memory of Pat you can share with us?
Well, you know, I do. It's not one of those ones that are as humorous as we would all hope, I suppose. But Pat hired me into the Vancouver Canuck organization with my first NHL job back in 1996, I guess it was. And early in 1997, as the vultures were starting to circle, Pat did everything he possibly could to deflect all of that away from me. And, you know, as our team tried to get traction, having a tough time with that. And as it turned out, we were at a game in Washington getting ready to play that night. And Pat called me up into his room, and I was sure he was going to tell me that I was done and that we're going to have to try something else. And when I walked into his room, he said, "Tom, I've been let go by the Vancouver Canucks as the president and general manager." And of course, you can imagine my shock, and at the same time, I was quick to understand exactly who had protected me from the same fate, inevitably as it was. But certainly in the moment, Pat took the bullet for me.
Yeah, that's kind of, now it's interesting. You go up there thinking you're going to get the axe, and then he's getting the axe. How difficult is it in that situation to, you know, to kind of keep going and stay focused, thinking that, well, I'm probably next?
You know what? In honor of Pat, didn't even cross my mind.
Okay.
I made it real clear to myself that, you know, I was Pat's hire. I would do everything I possibly could to get this team on the right track and get it winning. I was completely focused on doing my job because of the guy that got it for me in the first place.
Tom Rennie joined us. We're talking about Pat Quinn, who passed away today at the young age of 71 years old. The thing about Pat was, Tom, he loved up-tempo, aggressive hockey. Like, he really seemed to be opposed almost to the trap.
No question. You know, he was ahead of his time in lots of ways. He knew that the game had to involve speed, both skating and puck-wise, and with that, he knew that he had to play a heavy game and a hard forecheck game, and it was about pressure everywhere all the time for Pat. And, you know, that's why I think players love playing for him. You know, they, you know, at the end of the day, it's an emotional, spontaneous, impulsive game. And what he would do more often than not would be, as the saying goes, give the horse the bit. And I think guys really enjoyed playing for him because of that.
Tom, outside of Vancouver and Edmonton, did you ever work with him at Hockey Canada at any level?
I didn't. You know, when Pat came into the Hockey Canada family, I was in the National Hockey League and not part of that, although I talked to him a few times and preparing for some of the international events that he was going into, and others of his coaching staff in the same circumstance. So I never worked with Pat as part of Hockey Canada, but it's interesting how we've both kind of spent some time in here, and me again, quite honestly.
When you look at him, because after he coached the Maple Leafs, you know, he was so passionate about hockey, he wanted to stay in, and he actually coached the under-18 and the World Juniors. And for a guy, you know, his age and all his experience, he was still able to relate to those guys almost like a grandfather figure, not even as a coaching figure.
Well, you can imagine the wisdom that would come from him. And as a young man, young player trying to get wins and establish your team's success internationally, you can appreciate where, you know, every single thing he says, you're hanging on every word. So, you know, Pat knew when he had a captive audience. He had one of those, he had a persona about him and a certain charisma that allowed him to captivate a room just by walking in it. Not only from a physical stature perspective, but just by the way he presented himself and the respect that he commanded, made it very, very easy for him to command a room, if you will, and coach people. And it didn't really matter what the age was.
Tom Rennie joins us. A few more quick ones for you, Tom. You mentioned how, you know, his big persona, you being a head coach in many years, and then, of course, having coaches and associate coach with him, and you saw his big persona. Even with all of that, do you think a coach can create an identity for the players on the ice, or does that ultimately have to come from the players themselves?
Well, I think they're the ones that have to sign their work at the end of the day, but I do believe that the coach, in choosing how he wants his club to play, impart their wisdom on people, that is the coach's philosophy at the end of the day too. And I think that, you know, that's why people like playing for Pat. As I mentioned earlier, it was all or nothing for Pat. It was, you know, go get it. And simply put, you know, he that's the only way he could operate. And with that in mind, Pat's teams more often than not, quite honestly, had great success, as they should have.
So outside of, you know, the structural stuff from a systematic point of view, what about the emotional stuff on the ice, Tom? Like when you have guys who, you know, that pack mentality we always hear about, like a coach obviously will always tell his players, make sure you stick up for one another, but some teams do it better than others.
Yeah, they do. And I think that comes from what the coach decides to put a premium on. You can put a premium on, being a hard skating, hard working team. You can put a premium on using puck speed and skill in general and intimidate that way. You can put a premium on making sure that you're the type of team that always has five in the pitcher and you're relentless in your approach. Those types of things. And for a guy like Pat, I think he was one of those guys that was a real master at knowing what he had in his room, how to make sure that through his leadership, his player leadership, he was able to get what he wanted as well, because he had them playing the way he wanted them to.
Tom, I know you're on a tight schedule. I really appreciate you sharing some stories about Pat Quinn. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Jason. Take care.